Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. The Federal Transit Administration has handed down judgment for the MBTA. Following an investigation that was announced in a letter in April, the FTA issued 4 critical safety recommendations on which they expect the T to act now. FTA Associate Administrator Paul Kincaid didn't pull any punches at a press conference yesterday.
Less than 2 hours a night are available for track maintenance. This is in a system with close to 400 miles of track. Moreover, the only maintenance train for the entire Green Line, an important part of an effective maintenance program, has been out of service for 8 months, with no definitive timeline for repair.
WBUR's Simone Rios is following the story, joins us now. Simone, welcome back.
Thank you, Tiziana.
So give us the hit list, the big problems, Simone.
Yeah, so my jaw was kind of wide open as Mr. Kincaid spoke yesterday. I mean, so there's derailments, decouplings, gruesome injuries, deaths. And as of Tuesday, an unintentional coupling on the Green Line that stopped service between Park Street and Government Center. So that's what prompted this rare federal safety intervention. And yesterday, we learned about what the investigation has turned up so far. Here's Kincaid again, the associate administrator from the FTA.
A number of required safety certifications for MBTA employees have expired. This is concerning because a large number of workers who operate trains are not receiving adequate training to understand key safety rules.
And if you're wondering how many of these workers have inadequate training, let's hear what he says.
We found about 80% of heavy rail dispatchers out of certification.
Tiziana, we also learned yesterday that some T employees are working 16 and 20-hour shifts, sometimes with just 4 hours off in between. And many safety protocols that the Fed see as critical are simply non-existent in Boston. So now it's on the T to fix all of this immediately.
So these are big deals, Simone. What has the T's response been?
So the T issued a statement yesterday saying they're engaged with federal transit officials and that they'll soon release plans to address all the issues raised by the FTA. The T also says that as of this week, all active transit employees will have the proper safety certifications.
So that's great. That's timely. There is a time dimension to this, isn't there? I know the FTA will release the final report in August, but right, there's pressure on the T to do this fast, these fixes.
Absolutely. These aren't recommendations. These are mandates. So each of the 4 what are called special directives issued yesterday include specific timeframes ranging from 24 hours to 35 days. So in that period, the MBTA will have to identify how they'll address the required actions and submit a schedule for their completion.
And have you heard anything about the T's response about timeframes? Are they saying, we got this?
The statement we got yesterday was brief. They said they're cooperating and we'll soon see more solid plans as to how they're going to address all these issues.
Okay, so it wasn't just the T that this federal agency is holding accountable, Simone. There's also a directive to the state, right?
That's right. So there were 5 directives yesterday, 4 directed at the T, and then 1 at the State Department of Public Utilities, which has an oversight role over the T. So the Federal Transit Administration faulted the state for not exercising its oversight role here, and that's why the FTA stepped in the first place. So the FTA is mandating that the State Department of Public Utilities carry out more robust oversight as the T goes about fixing all these crucial safety issues.
So what are you going to watch for going forward, Simone?
You know, I think that we've just seen incident after incident on the T. I mean, it's just yesterday or the day before yesterday, right as this report was about to come out. So I'm hoping to see that frequency of issues, the injuries, the deaths that we've heard about in recent months and years. I'm looking for that to get better, and I hope that this work that the T is going to be implementing gives riders a greater sense of safety at using the T.
All right. Well, we are all with you on those hopes. WBUR reporter Simone Rios. Simone, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tiziana.
So what are the implications here for ridership, traffic, commute, budget, the T in the future? We invited MBTA General Manager Steve Poftak to join us today. He's been on the show any number of times, but we had not heard back from his office as of showtime. Joining us now in the studio, we have Jared Johnson, the Executive Director of Transit Matters, which is an advocacy group dedicated to improving transit in and around Boston. Welcome back, Jared.
Hi, Tiziana. Thanks for having me.
These findings, do they worry you?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely concerning. It's, you know, it's definitely a sense of, you know, when it rains, it pours. You know, I think one of the things that is, you know, that is definitely key is, and even the FTA said this, that, you know, that this is not a, you know, their statement yesterday, you know, should not be, you know, construed that the T is, you know, is unsafe or that, you know, folks should be worried. But I hope that this is a wake-up call, you know, for the administration and for the legislature that, you know, years of underfunding the T has consequences.
Okay, there's a bunch in there that I want to unpack. I'll take the first part. I'm realizing as I asked you, you know, does it worry you? I also kind of wonder, is anything there surprising to you?
I think probably the number of employees whose certifications are out of date definitely worries me. Or sorry, definitely, you know, was surprised. Yeah, it was. I, you know, did not know that. And I think it definitely speaks to, you know, what happens when you have an operator shortage. I would imagine that a big part of the reason why those certifications are left is that they don't have time. They, you know, they need every person who shows up to actually be out there running service.
So you mentioned in that first answer, you talked about the legislature, you talked about the administration, and that's been on my mind. I noticed the Boston Globe and their editorial that they had in print today kind of said the administration bears a little responsibility here. I'm going to play you a little sound from our conversation with Governor Baker here in Studio 2 last month.
The MBTA is, as we all know, one of the oldest public transportation systems in the country. What most people don't know is how wildly underinvested it was for a very long time. I mean, we've spent close to $5 billion since we took office, which maybe even six, which you just won't find any administration that's ever spent as much on investing in the core system as we have.
Your reactions to that?
Well, the issue is that none of the FTA's directives had anything to do with the age of the system. So that, like, we've heard that excuse before, but that's not actually the issue. The issue is operations. And I think, you know, this brings attention to the fact that the T has to invest in operations. You know, the administration, you know, has done a good job with fast-tracking capital projects and with spending, you know, money on capital projects, which is not, you know, which is correct that, you know, no administration has done that. But, you know, they've not put that same attention on the day-to-day maintenance and on operations. And there are times when capital projects have literally come at the expense of operation expenses.
So let's really call that out for listeners. So when you say operations, you mean literally the day-to-day of making the trains run on time and run without jumping tracks, getting an accident,
correct,
et cetera.
Correct. Like that is the inspection of tracks, you know, in the evenings. That is repairing of tracks where there's, you know, where there's defaults. That's looking at the train. That's making sure all the bolts and running the service.
And when we say capital projects, we mean new lines, a new station, something like that.
Repairing,
right?
Bridges, stuff that goes deeper than the, you know, sort of, you know, what you immediately see, the rails and all of that. It's the big projects that, you know, require us a service diversion and all of that. But what's really important is there are times when, and FTA called this out, when the T shut the system down in order to do capital projects and did not actually address issues with the rails.
Like the 400 miles of track that have some...
Exactly.
Okay. All right. So one of the things that then comes to one's mind is money. Money, 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 right? Governor Baker talked about it there. But we know that the T is facing potential huge budget shortfalls. Their own estimates say, you know, they just passed a $2.5 billion budget. They use federal money, mm-hmm, right, to help get to that number. But they could, in their own words, be looking at a shortfall of, you know, more than $200 million, possibly as much as half a billion in future years. This is going to cost money. So are we going to sort of, what's that old phrase, borrow from Peter to pay Paul and then not have money we need later on?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the risk here. And I think that's why the legislature has to step up. You know, going from fiscal crisis to fiscal crisis is not how you build a safe system. And so, you know, we're at the point where, you know, a lot of the FTA, recommendations or mandates, you know, are, you know, they're going to cost operational money. And so, you know, there's a risk that, you know, some of the big priorities that folks have been fighting for and that we know are essential, like, you know, redesigning our bus network to fit modern needs, you know, like having a low-income fare, like modernizing our commuter rail and getting, you know, slower diesel trains out of the way. Those projects and those priorities could be sidetracked if we don't have the legislature give the T the resources so that they can, you know, walk and chew gum at the same time, so that they can address these safety issues and build the system that we know we need, you know, if we're going to really tackle climate change.
So I've been hosting this show for 3 years this month. We've talked the T, I can't even tell you the number of times. One of the things that always comes up with experts is that legislature has to allocate more money, and they haven't.
Yep.
So what gets the legislature to act? Does something like this, the FTA, the Federal Transit Administration, saying right now, big problems, is that enough to get the legislature to act?
I would hope so. I would hope so. I think, you know, one of the things that is definitely, you know, disappointing to think about is, you know, when you look at the history of the T, you know, back in the 80s and early 90s, the T was one of the best agencies in the country, if not the world, you know, extending the red line past, you know, past Alewife, past Harvard, you know, redoing, you know, parts of the network that were old and in disrepair. But we've lost that internal capacity. You know, everything is contracted out, you know, to third party consultants, everything is done out of house, and the T doesn't have that institutional, you know, wherewithal to do things. And so, you know, this legislature, you know, has said that they're serious about climate change, they're serious about, you know, equity and economic development. The T is crucial to all of those things. And so I would hope that this is the wake-up call. I would hope that, you know, the urgency around climate change really makes this a priority.
All right. So my last question to you, and really right this minute, this is the fundamental question. Do you believe the T is safe for riders right now?
Yes. I mean, I take it all the time. And so I do. And again, I think the FTA did stress this, but I think what's critical is, you know, I think the biggest issues are, you know, the biggest risks are delays, the appearance of the system not being safe is going to keep people away. It's going to crowd our roads, which, you know, we have a higher incident of accidents and fatalities on our roadways, and, you know, the number of people that die from issues related to climate change. So that's the biggest thing I'm worried about. And this isn't, you know, downplaying the loss of life and some of the injuries that have happened there. Still, it's, you know, it's rare, but what happens all of the time are delays, unscheduled diversions, and issues like that. And that has a real impact to riders. And that I think is the biggest issue.
All right. Jared Johnson is Executive Director of Transit Matters. Thanks for coming in today. It was good to talk to you.
Of course. Thanks for having me, Tiziana.